With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. There are some things you can't learn in a classroom. That's the idea behind experiential learning. A Minocqua woman is an educator and advocate for this kind of education. WXPR's Katie Thorson spoke to her about her own experiences with it.
It's learning through doing. It's learning through experience and then reflecting on that experience, relating it to other areas of your life, and then testing it out again. And just like continually trying.
Bryn Loddick is an educator, speaker, author, coach, and consultant focused on experiential learning. She says this modality is the difference between showing a child a YouTube video of how to ride a bike versus handing them the bike and letting them figure it out.
You don't learn how to ride a bike by riding the bike perfectly the first time. You learn it by failing and evaluating what went well, what didn't go well, what do you want to try different the next time? And it's this constant experience that is informing your brain on how to do something new.
Loddick says she had an adverse childhood and that things like attending summer camps, studying abroad in college, and doing an Outward Bound trip both set her up for success and inspired her to become an educator.
It is what I believe set me apart from other members of my family that were not able to thrive and were not able to go on to be successful and succumbed to generational cycles of substance abuse and mental illness. And it is how I believe I broke the cycle.
Loddick wrote a book that came out in April called No Child Left Inside. She says it's part memoir and part prescriptive nonfiction. Loddick will be talking about experiential learning at this month's Science on Tap Minocqua.
It might not be the same way that people were taught. We can all learn new things and create new neural pathways. And it is a much more holistic way of teaching. And I think it's way more fun.
Science on Tap is this Thursday at 6:30 at Rocky Reef Brewing Company. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
More than 800,000 people have already voted in Wisconsin. Tomorrow is Election Day. The state has seen a high number of early in-person voters this election. Megan Wolf is the administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission.
As we noted in our news release last Friday, the first 3 days of in-person absentee voting got off to a very strong start, as the numbers as of last Friday were almost 40% ahead of the same time frame for in-person absentee in 2020.
If you requested an absentee ballot, it's not too late to get it back. You need to bring it to your local clerk.
All absentee ballots in the state of Wisconsin must be returned to the municipal clerk no later than 8 p.m. on election day to be counted. Wisconsin law does not allow for late arriving absentee ballots like some other states.
Polls are open tomorrow from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. As long as you're in line before 8 p.m., you'll be able to vote. You need to bring a valid ID to vote. If you need to register, you need to bring an ID and proof of address. You can learn what's on your ballot, hear from local candidates, and find links to check your registration status and polling location at WXPR.org. Just look for the WXPR voter guide on the homepage. Wisconsin's voter ID law can be confusing for student voters, Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
Wisconsin law says a student ID can be used for voting, but only some schools issue state-compliant identification. On some campuses, students need to request a special ID that includes their photo, legal name, signature, issuing date, and expiration date. The time between the issuing date and expiration date was previously limited to 2 years, but a recent change now allows a student to use an expired ID with proof of enrollment. Kristen Hansen with Common Cause in Wisconsin works with college students to help them vote. She says state law just makes it difficult.
This is one of the things that is a mystery, is a school already knows the student is who they say they are. They've already provided identification to the school. And so the ID that the school gives should be enough without all this other nonsense attached to it.
Hansen says another challenge for students is providing proof of residency, as some can change addresses every year they're enrolled. Common Cause Wisconsin has a page dedicated to student voting on its website. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources wants to learn more about black bear in the state. They're asking people to report the locations of any black bear dens. The information will help with a study on black bear reproduction. The Black Bear Litter and Diet Survey will produce new estimates of black bear reproductive rates within each bear management zone that will help improve the accuracy of the population models. The study will be entering its fourth year of surveying occupied dens in the Wisconsin Bear Range. Information like GPS coordinates, a photo of the den and its surroundings, a description of the site, and information on bear activity would be helpful. Search the DNR website for Black Bear Den to find more information. Early planning will make travel easier during the upcoming holiday period. Central Wisconsin Airport Director Brian Greifey said Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays are typically the best times to fly and book flights at CWA because they are slow travel days. Booking 4 to 6 weeks in advance also cuts down on cost. Greifey says there are a few other factors that go into what a flight costs.
Supply and demand, both on the outgoing flight, but then the returning flight as well. So if there's plenty of seats available on both, you see a little bit better price. If there's a lot of seats available on one and not the other, see a decent price. But if you're getting that last seat on both flights, prices are generally a bit higher.
The TSA website has information on what you can bring on a plane. Greifey said people can ask airport gate agents as well if they're unsure. Gifts need to be unwrapped. Any food that is considered a liquid, gel, or aerosol is not allowed. Greifey said the busiest time at the airport is expected to be the weekend after Thanksgiving because it coincides with the end of the Wisconsin gun deer hunting season. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.